KNOM Update News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur, and it's 9:02. A recent draft report prepared by the Fairbanks-based company Northern Land Use Research Alaska found what is likely about 100 unmarked graves in Nome's cemetery. The company conducted a ground-penetrating radar analysis of the areas around Nome's existing graveyard as part of a planned expansion for the grounds. Josie Banky is Nome City Manager and says the cemetery expansion is steadily moving forward.
You know, since acquiring about 16 acres of land back in 2005, the City Council's budgeted funding over the years to provide necessary works to do survey, to plat the land, to locate property boundaries, and also to locate existing grave sites.
Steps for the expansion started almost a decade ago, and in the last 2 years, the final design plans were put into place.
This past year, we were able to complete that field work and also come up with a conceptual design for the layout of the new expanded area with roads and trails, and also a concept for the plots in order to develop the site.
A report assembled by the Bristol Engineering Services Corporation from 2012 outlines an eventual northward expansion to accommodate a planned addition of 3,500 plots. Banky expects that phase of the project to be completed in the next 3 to 5 years. This past fiscal year, there was $20,000 budgeted for different surveys and studies to facilitate the expansion. So far, about half of that has been spent. The contracts include the recent radar study, which Banky said the city pursued to make sure it wasn't developing any potential unmarked grave sites. The survey works by collecting topographical information through rebounded electrical signals. When the data was analyzed, it turned up nearly 96 disturbances in the earth, consistent with human burial practices. Banky says knowing where those sites are will determine the next steps in the planning process.
The immediate plan is to take care of the existing ones and make sure they're adequately marked. And then from there on, continue down the road to design the new expanded cemetery.
The most likely explanation for so many unmarked graves is that their locations and markers were overgrown decades ago. For most of its existence, Nome Cemetery has received little to no professional maintenance, and older material records of burials were at the whims of the elements. More recent efforts by volunteers restored many of the markers, and seasonal work helping with upkeep of the grounds during the warmer months. There is still no city office that's in charge of the cemetery, and the current expansion effort has depended on collaboration between volunteers and the city council. As the expansion moves forward, Banky says, one of the most important steps ahead is securing consistent budgetary funding for upkeep of what's already there. A Russian mission man died on Christmas Day after his snow machine crashed. Alaska State Troopers say 35-year-old Jeremy Wigley died in what is believed to be a single vehicle crash. Wigley's body was found Wednesday morning on the Russian Mission Lake. Several hours earlier, he had been drinking with his wife and friends. Troopers say Wigley and his wife had been arguing, and he allegedly forced her onto his snow machine and drove off. Just before 5 a.m., his wife showed up at a local home. She wasn't wearing any shoes and was hypothermic. Troopers say she doesn't remember the details of what happened before that. A relative took the woman to the local health clinic, then began searching for Wigley. His body was found at about 7:30 a.m. The Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority will be holding community meetings in Ambler, Kobuk, and Shugnuk in about 3 weeks. ADA plans to begin the permitting process for the road to the Ambler Mining District as soon as this March. The Kobuk Traditional Council, in looking ahead to ADA's meetings, called for a joint meeting with other federal and state agencies. The Kobuk Tribal Administrator sent a letter to ADA last week asking ADA to invite the Alaska Department of Fish and Game and the National Park Service to have all questions answered. ADA's External Affairs Officer, Karsten Rodvik, said earlier this week that Fish and Game has been invited and an invite was to go out to the Park Service.
If folks could just, bear in mind that ADA just came into this in June, and we have been very actively participating in meetings and in an informal manner, getting to know people and getting out in the community. So as we move forward in the formal permitting process, the meetings will themselves then take on a more formal approach.
Ada's held informal meetings in villages on the Koyukuk River that lie close to the proposed road. Rodvik says in each community, Ada will hold meetings with representatives from the city and the tribal councils. They'll hold public meetings in the evening in each community, January 14th to the 16th. Ada's meetings on the communities of Kobuk, Ambler, and Shugnuk were to take place earlier this month, but were postponed due to the holidays. The governor's office this past June transferred authority of the road to the Ambler Mining District to Ada from the Alaska Department of Transportation. The road to the Ambler Mining District is a part of Governor Sean Parnell's Road to Resources program. And looking in on the price of gold in New York at this hour, gold is up $3.10 an ounce to $1,215.30 an ounce. Silver is up 28 cents an ounce to $20.18 an ounce. Zinc is at 95 cents a pound. It is unofficially 5 degrees outside the KNOM studios, 8 minutes after 9 o'clock.